At the White House today, President Bush said he wants to double spending on homeland defense in his new budget. He'll ask Congress for almost $38 billion to help secure the nation's borders, protect against bioterrorism, and equip and train local emergency personnel. The president called it the beginning of a long-term commitment by his administration to make sure that Americans are safe at home. NPR's Pam Fessler reports.
The president has said all along that the war on terrorism has two fronts, one overseas and one at home. Today, he laid out part of his domestic defense plan in a speech to the nation's mayors. The president said he'll ask Congress in his budget next month to double the amount of money now spent on homeland defense. He said the administration also plans to work closely with state and local officials on a new defense strategy, hopefully ensuring a more seamless response to terrorist attacks. To that end, the president told the mayor, his budget will include $3.5 billion to help train and equip those on the front lines.
It's your police forces, your emergency medical teams, your firefighters who are responsible for the first response on any terrorist attack and are responsible for saving lives.
The president said he would also ask the Federal Emergency Management Agency to coordinate defense efforts with local governments, something FEMA's done in times of natural disaster. There are 36,000 local jurisdictions in the country, and the president said it was important to make sure they could work together, whether that means using equipment that's compatible or sharing intelligence.
And that's part of the challenge we face, but I'm confident that we work with you, we can meet the challenge. There's no question in my mind that given the right impetus and the right focus, the right communications and the right money, we can make it work. We have no choice.
The mayor said they were extremely pleased with the president's announcement. Local officials have repeatedly said they're prepared to do their part in the war on terrorism, but they also complain that the costs they've had to bear since September 11th are overwhelming. Many have had to pay huge bills for police and fire overtime to help protect facilities such as airports and water plants and to respond to bioterrorism threats. The U.S. Conference of Mayors estimates that cities will spend at least $2.6 billion on additional security before the end of this year. New Orleans Mayor Marc Morial spoke outside the White House.
Today is a giant step forward because this president heard the mayors, the local officials, the police chiefs in America. He heard us. We asked for money. We told him we needed resources to fight the homeland war. And he made that commitment today.
Morial said details still need to come on how the money will be distributed and how much flexibility mayors will have in spending it. Los Angeles Mayor James Hahn said new equipment is crucial for most cities. He noted that the president's plan would set aside $2 billion for such purchases.
So we'd be looking at hazmat teams, hazmat suits for officers. I think we're all interested in making sure our radio communications can go across to different agencies. Those are the kinds of opportunities.
The mayors say they'll work with Congress to try to get even more federal aid before the new budget goes into effect in September. The president's speech was the latest in a series of budget announcements leading up to his State of the Union address next Tuesday. Yesterday, the president said he'll ask Congress for a $48 billion increase in Pentagon spending. Tomorrow, he goes to Maine to announce how he wants to improve border security, an important part of his homeland defense plan. Pam Fessler, NPR News, Washington.